Lakhs and lakhs of cows. Don't you think you could get yourself fixed there?
But then I'd block people behind me.
You won't.
Don't tell me I won't. I've already done it. I've been told I'm blocking it.
Because you're struggling.
I'm for you. Not only today, because everybody can. Thank you, though.
And again, I'd like to včera je si bavte na to slovo, či to povádá, tak neče to dáme, když mám už napadá, se to se těží, že to bavte, když mám už to slovač. A to bylo, že tady se dnes si zpáčí, to si zpáčí, to si zpáčí. So, should we have ordered to speak something about the speciality of nothing else? That we've just come here from there today is for us. That on this day, Krishna, after again and again asking his mother, oh man, I want to go out and take care of the cows. But Mother Yashoda, she's not letting Krishna go. But Krishna is saying that, oh, my father, he's a cow herdman. My grandfather, he's also a cow herdman. My great grandfather, all I did is sing. All I've been taking care of cows. So please, ma'am, please, you let me go out and take care. After relentlessly asking and asking and asking, finally, Mother Yashoda, she gives permission that he goes out, but not with the cows, but first with the calves. She's telling Baladev, Sridhar, Sudam, Vasudam, that, oh, you take care of Krishna. You take care of him. You make sure he's not naughty. So before he's to go out, then he's asking his mother. His mother gives him umbrella, gives him his shoes, wooden, his sandals, and he's asking, oh, so you're giving me, but how about for the cats? Will you not give them? So then his mother is thinking, how is this boy is asking these type of questions? He explains that actually, to give each calf umbrella, and then each they have four hooves, then this would not be. So then Krishna says, so then, if they do not have, then also I will not wear. And Krishna is going barefoot, going on the land of Vrindavan. As Krishna is going with the calves, then his mother is again and again asking, and friends, that, oh, you take care of Krishna, you take care, and she's following behind. Krishna is saying, oh, mother, please, you go back, you let me go. But Mother Yashoda is following again and again. Then all the great bhaktas, they have so much love for Krishna, that Mother Yashoda, Nanda Baba, Upananda, they're there as Krishna's going out. And only after Krishna asking again and again and again, then Mother Yashoda, finally she stops and is explained that as Krishna's going out taking care of the cows, that daily Mother Yashoda is as if her life is leaving her. She stops at one place and all of the Dhamma also follow Krishna. And they all stop, and they all stop. Just out of habit, somehow, they go back and they enter into Vrindavan village. As Krishna goes up, it's explained that we went to take a number, and Krishna is going and he's taking care of the cows. And when Krishna is going into Vrindavan, in his adolescent age, then Shudashutra Goswami has explained, Iti Venur Bhagavraja Sarvam Jalmadoharam Shrutasava Vanayanto Vire Vire Iti Venur Bhagavraja Sarvam Jalmadoharam. Then Krishna's entering into the Vrindavan forest along with Baladev, his friends, the cows, the calves. And they're all going and they're playing, making fun, cracking jokes. As Krishna enters into the Vrindavan forest, then the residents of the Vrindavan forest see Krishna coming. Then they start to reciprocate. The birds are flying here and there, singing very, very sweetly. The parrots especially, very, very sweetly they're singing. The trees that are not moving, they start to shower very beautiful flowers. So Shukadeva Goswami has explained, Iti Venur Bhagavraja. At that time, Krishna he takes his banjo, he puts it to his mouth, and then he starts to play very, very sweetly, interpreting the Mahārāja, Sāra Bhūta Manohara. That all of the living entities in Vrindavan, that their nature, it changes. That the birds that are flying here and there, that now they become stunned and they're sitting perched on the branches of the trees. With eyes focused on Shyam Sundar and ears just hearing the very beautiful sound of his flute, they're like moonies who have one point of attention. Kavasta Krishna. Kavasta Krishna. Venu Gitam. Oh, the rest is gone. But the cows, when they hear the sound of Krishna's flute, it enters into their ears. And going into their ears, into their heart, which is full of Vatsala brain, is swirling, and automatically milk is flowing from their udders. The calves, who are also hearing the sound of Krishna's flute, their ears perk up like cups, and they're drinking the sound which is coming from the flute. And as they're under the udders of their mother, but their mouths are open and they're stunned, and the milk is just coming and dripping down. All of the living entities, they're stunned. That's what Śrīla Goswami is explaining, that what is the beauty of Krishna as he's going into Vrindavan, as he's going into the forest. Bahāvīram nātavar parakuttapu kalayogānikāram vibhra-kaśyāvanakākāpiśyam vajayantichāmanam prāṇāna-vena-vajāsitaya-purya-gopa-vṛndai vṛndāyam-sakarāraṁ kakṣat-kīrti-kīrti. Then Krishna, he's had his peacock feather, which is adorned on his crown, on his head. Bahāvīram nātavarākū. And he is dancing. But Nandabharata, he is the best of dancers, because every part of his body is dancing. The peacock feather on his head is dancing. His turban is dancing. His hair, black curly hair, which are kissing his cheeks like bumblebees, they're also dancing. His earrings are dancing. His eyes are dancing. His hands are dancing on the flute. His waist is dancing. The pitambaras going to and fro. His dhoti, his ankle bells, and his heart also is dancing, swirling with prayer. Then this sight, seeing Krishna, there should play your song, he says. Akshavantam palamidam naparam vidamaha satya pashunan vive sarito vayasvai bhaktram vajesha sutayan vedu tristam vivayitam anvandam tatshabhoksham akshavantam palamidam. Then the fruit of the eyes is to see Krishna, Baladev, the cowherd boys, as they go into the forest, taking care of the cows and the calves. Then there is no other purpose for the eyes than to see this very beautiful form of Krishna and Baladev. Achyamanta palamidam nataram dhyana sakya rashanam hive satoriyasya bhakramadesha sutayo. That their faces, very, very beautiful. Krishna, Shyam complexion, and Baladev on his very beautiful bright face, two beautiful full moons as they enter into the Vrindavan forest. And as they enter into the forest, taking care of the cows and calves, then it's explained that sometimes they're going to this area, Tirthagamba. And Krishna, he's calling the different groups of cows. As Krishna, he's growing up here, living in Nandagam. Then it's explained that after some years, so many demons had been sent by Kamsa to kill Krishna. But instead they were all killed. Kamsa, he became perplexed, what to do? So that he came up with a plan. That he would bring Krishna and Baladev to Mathura. And there, he would arrange a wrestling match, and they would be killed by Chandra Mustika or by the elephant Kumbhavirya. But who did he send? He sent Akura. Akura is a very dear devotee of Krishna. That Akura, he's in Dasyaras. And he was thinking that, oh, that if I send a kura, then at least their guard will be somehow down. The last place we came from was Charabhadi. That kura, on his way to Vrindavan, he was thinking that Krishna's father, they're the supreme lords. That Krishna, he's a soul of souls. He's a super soul. That even though I'm coming on such a mission from Kamsa, but Krishna, he knows my heart. He knows that I'm his honored servant. That definitely when I get to Vrindavan and I see the very beautiful form of Krishna Baladev, that there I will pay my obeisances at the lotus feet. And Baladev, he'll pick me up and he'll shower me with his loving embrace. As he was saying this, he left early in the morning. But still, if nighttime was coming, but he had not reached because he was so absorbed in ecstatic love. Coming closer to Nandagam, then he came to a place where he saw where Krishna, iti Venu Sabhuta Manohara, that he had played his flute, and he was standing on the rock, which is hard. But Sabhuta Manohara, the rock's nature changed, and the rock became very soft. When Akura saw the footprints of Krishna, then he immediately jumped down from his chariot with tears in his eyes. Then he did Abhishek to the lotus feet of Krishna. And then he went on to Nandagam. And there he went, and the vision that he had in his heart, when he saw Krishna Balaram, that vision became a reality. They took him into the palace of Nandabala. And there, Krishna, Akura, he explained to Krishna about it, that actually there in Vasudev, that they're undergoing very, very serious, heavy, heinous punishment from the hands of Kamsa. You have to save them. So immediately, Krishna, he went to Nandabala, and he said, oh Nandabala, that Kamsa is having a festival. We should go to Mathura, and we should take so many milk products, yogurt, ghee, and we should offer our taxes and also take part in the festival. At this point, Nanda Baba, he agreed, but when he told Mother Yashoda, Mother Yashoda said, no, it's impossible. There's no way my Gopal will go out of Vrindavan. I will not let Gopal go. But Nanda Baba, he pleaded with her, that, oh Yashoda, I promise you, that will only go for 3 days. And in those 3 days, you will not be for one moment, you will not be out of my sight. So, Mother Yashoda, she fearing the worst, that at that time, she took Krishna. But now, all of the doubt they heard, that Krishna, Balaram, tomorrow, that they will be going to Mathura. And what happened after that? Next. Let's just help out for you to start.
Nandabala को पुत्र नहीं हुआ, इसलिए वे नंदबाबा स्वामी आशीषेश्वर जी यहाँ पर आप लोगों ने प्रसाद पाया वहीं पर आशीषेश्वर महादेव की पूजा कर और एक चार सुंदर है जिसको आजकल प्यास और भूख सबको दूर करके पंचेंद्र बाबा नंद बाबा के पुत्र के लिए लक्ष्मी नारायण की उपासना और वहां पर शंकर जी की आराधना पर आकाशवाणी सुनी नंद को विश्व विख्यात इसके बाद में नंदगांव में गोचर भूमि कम हो गए पास कम हो गए और वृक्षों का उत्पाद होने लगा। सभी लोग गोकुल में चले गोकुल में कृष्ण का जन्म हुआ राहुल में राधा जी का जन्म हुआ ठीक इसके बाद में वृंदावन और वृंदावन के बाद में पैगंड अवस्था में पैगंड में करीब पांच से नौ इस अवस्था का पैगंड और इसके बाद में तब किशोर होता है तो वृंदावन में आए और फिर वहां से धीरे 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 फिर नंद का काम वर्णित किया होते हुए ठीक से किशोर अवस्था में या पौवर्ण अवस्था में नंदगांव आए वहीं से गोपाष्टमी आरंभ पहले बछड़ियों का बछड़ों का और पीछे गलियों का आज गोपाष्टमी थी गोपाष्टमी का मेला वहां लगता है इसके बाद में वही रह करके गोचारण करते करते अभी चरण पहाड़ जहां अभी जाना बैठा चरण पहाड़ वहां जाते आसपास जाते जावल होकर के शाम को लौटते वहां पर प्रतिगोपियों से राधा इत्यादि से बस आंखों के द्वारा मिलन हो जाए आकर के पावन सौर में गलियों को पानी पिलाते स्नान करते गोदोहन करते और कुछ समय के बाद में आप बोलते हैं आप दूर आए अभी नौवीं आने वाली है आज अष्टमी है आज नौवीं तो वो पास्टमी कल था आज ही मना रहे आज ही वो पास कल नौवीं होगा जिसको अक्षय नवमी कहते हैं लोग मथुरा गरुड़ गोविंद और वृंदावन तीन की माला जैसी परिक्रमा तो इसी नवमी को अक्रूर नंदगांव में आए और कृष्ण बलदेव को समझा बुझा कर तैयार किया देवी और वसुदेव पर बड़े अत्याचार हो गए उनको विश्वास था और जानते थे कि ये स्वयं भगवान कृष्ण है इसलिए उस समय में 9-10 वर्ष के बच्चे से जानते थे कि जाकर के मार डालेगा इसलिए बहुत कुछ उनको कहा है छाती पर पत्थर और पैर से मारता है और रोज उनको धमकाता है कृष्ण और बलदेव को आज्ञा दो चलना है और गए उसे मारे मथुरा जो गए कहा था कि जब मैं कल परसों लौट आऊंगा और परसों नहीं लौट, जिस समय आ रहे थे गोपिया रथ के घोड़ों को बागडोर पकड़ ली, सब चार तरफ में करोड़ों करोड़ों गोपियां गिर गई, सत्याग्रह कर दिया, जाने का रास्ता नहीं गया। अर्जुन को रथ पर कृष्ण बलदाव को बैठा करके ले जा रहा, कृष्ण रथ से उतर करके और उनको समझाया, मैं कल परसों जरूर आ जाऊंगा, मेरी बात पर विश्वास रखो, मैं आऊंगा। उस समय वहां गई और उनके दिया में कैसी दशा हुई, अब मैया जसोदा था संगी हो गए, नंद बाबा कहीं बोल ब्रज में अपना दुख नहीं देखा था, और उसी का वर्णन भगवत गीता किया बहुत, इसलिए यह मिलन का भी स्थान है, पहले मिलन का वर्णन हुआ और पीछे गिरा, वही गिरा का स्थान उद्धव के आगे या गगन को किया है। और जब कृष्ण को चार करके कदम बटे में कदम के ऊंचे कर जाकर बीच से बंसी बजाते, श्यामली कमली धौली कालिंदी पद्मगंधा और रात के समय में बंसी में अस्फुट स्वर से लिंग शब्द का उच्चारण करते, जिसे सभी गोपियां अपने को समझती थी मुझे बुला रहे हैं, सब वहां को ये सब विधायक संक्षेप में नंदन में आप लोग क्लांत है, इसलिए अब आरती होगी और आरती के बाद में विश्राम कीजिए, कल फूल विश्राम है, अभी तथा विश्राम परसों और सामने शायद मिल जाए, तो
today we are in Nandagam. There is a place of meeting of and separation for the father of Nandababa, called Jagababa. He had five sons: Upananda, Sunanda, Nanda, Nanda, Abhinanda. Therefore, Nanda all had children except Nandababa had no sons. Therefore, by Janmaraj, he worshipped Asishwar Mahadev for a son. And afterwards, he also worshipped Lakshmi Narayan for the same purpose. And the sky voice said, Opa Janya, your son Nanda will have a world famous son. Therefore, also there is Chachkun, South Kamakumatiya. Therefore, before moving to Gokul for the birth of Krishna, Parjana and his family were living there in Nandagaon. But due to shortage of grass and some disturbance of demons, they moved from Gokul to Mahavan. There Krishna had his Pardanda pastimes, which are situated between the ages of 5 years and 9 years. Then he went to Vrindavan, Kamyavan, and there Krishna came back to Nandagaon for his Kishorila, his teenage pastimes. Today is Gopastami. There are two Gopastamis: the day when Krishna first takes the baby calves out for grazing, and after when he takes the full-grown cows for grazing. Then Krishna goes cow grazing to Chalambihai and other places, and on returning back to Nandagaon, he passes by Yavat, where there is an exchange of glances with the gopis. Then Krishna and the cows drink from Pavan Sarova. They take bath there, and then they return to the Goshal in Vrindavan. Tomorrow is Akshaya Navami. Akshaya means indestructible. On this day, many people perform Parikrama Vrindavan, Guru Govinda. Then, on this day, Akurji, he came to Nandagaon and convinced Nanda Yasoda by various arguments that Krishna should go to Mathura. He described how Devaki and especially Vasudeva Maharaj were tortured daily by Kamsa. He used to put rocks on their chest and other things. Akrura had full faith that Krishna was Swayam Bhagavan and that if he could somehow bring him to Mathura, then he would definitely kill Krishna by Kamsa. Therefore, a most pathetic scene. When Akrura took Krishna Balaram on the chariot, crores, millions and millions of gopis blocked the path and some were holding the reins of the horses. Krishna descended from the chariot and promised, I will definitely return in 3 days. Then somehow, Akrura maneuvered the chariot and went to Mathura. And today we heard the pathetic descriptions of the separation of Nanda Baba, Yasoda and the gopis. The Vidaha of the gopis is described in the Bhagavatam at Ramanis, and today we went to that place, Udham Keri or Kadamba Keri. Therefore, Nanda Baba, after returning without Krishna, could not show his face to the Brijbasis. Therefore, Nandagaon is both a place of meeting of Krishna and of bitter separation. At Kadamba Keri, there Krishna used to climb the Kadamba tree, and on his flute, he would call the different cows, Shamala. Take it under, sir. He would call the different cows like Shamali. And also at night, he would play a flute sound, and by the clean sound, he would attract all the gopis for Rasa.
Hare Krishna. Today, the devotees work from a digital camera. Digital camera, whoever has found it, please bring it to myself. It belongs to Jatriji Gaurav. Also today, some other lost and found. Somebody lost his hand. Whoever lost his hand. Tomorrow, at 9:30, there will be a meeting in room number 201, and the meeting will be for the board members of the Bhakti Society. These are Shripad Bhaktivedanta Maharaj Maharaj, Shripad Bhaktivedanta Tirtha Maharaj, Shripad Bhaktivedanta Bodh Maharaj, Shripad Premananda Prabhu, Srimati Shyamarani Devi Dasi, Shripad Gujarat Prabhu, Gopinath Prabhu, Shripad Radhakanta Prabhu, Shripad Yasodhananda Prabhu, please, 9:30 tomorrow morning. She is not a member of our home, but she needs another space. With your welcome, Bhagavad Prabhu. In room 201, yeah, go ahead.
Srila Gurudev ki jai.